Erev Tov Rabotai. Tonight is Erev Hanukkah. And unfortunately, it is also Edehim Shel Akum tonight, when there are tremendous klipot and kohot tum'ah in the world. There's actually machloket haposkim when exactly that night is. Some she thought that it's tonight, some she thought that it's sometime in January, whatever it is. For that reason, everybody knows the famous Chassidus Minhag to avoid learning certain things and whatever. And Maran Zichron Brachas take on it in Yabi Omer, which for Sfaradim, it's not really a thing. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of Tum'ah out there tonight. The most predominant form of Avodah Zarah was born to a certain extent tonight, which is interesting. The Gemara in Masechet Sotah Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara explains the progression of how exactly that came to be. And Oto Ha'ish was Talmidam Shel Tanaim Kedoshim. He was a Talmid of Yehoshua ben Perachya, and because of an incident where he was pushed away from the, you know, from being accepted b'tshuva one too many times, the Gemara teaches us, based on this, le'olam tehe simol dochav yimin mikarevet. We live in a generation where you're going to have to be very, very careful. When you lay down the law and push somebody away, you have to, you know, just equally as quickly bring them back, show them a way back. Yeah, that's why the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, simolo tachat leroshi v'imino techabekeni. Yeah, push and bring him back. Don't push too hard. I think this is especially prevalent. And that, by the way, the greatest klipa of Avodah Zarah that the world has for the past, you know, 2,000 plus years is davka, because this person wasn't accepted b'tshuva quickly enough. We find the same thing. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that Timna, who was a princess of Seir, she wanted to be nidbak lezar'o shel Avraham Avinu. And she went to Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and she asked to be mitgayir. And for some reason, they felt it. Now, don't forget, Avraham Avinu was mitgayir so many, thousands of people. Avraham mitgayir et ha'anashim. Sarah mitgayir et ha'anashim. And for some reason, they felt that there was a flaw in her, and they didn't want to be mekabelota. And they pushed her away, and eventually, she wanted to cleave. She says, well, if I can't be a Jew, I might as well stick to whatever I can from Zar'o Shel Abraham. And then she went and became a pilegesh le'elifaz ben Isav. And who did she bear? Amalek. From there, Amalek came forth. Which means, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, alav shalom, he has a sicha on this, where he writes, you know, the most terrible things, Amalek, ve'oto ha'ish, you know, the most terrible klipot in the world come from a place of being nidcha. You know, sometimes it happens even in our own lives that somebody does something to us, somebody hurts us, whatever it is, and then we have a knack of Xing people out of our lives, even when they try to make good, even when they try to ask for mechila, whatever it is. Sometimes we just, you know, it's over. And history repeats itself. And bad things come from koach adichya. Person has to realize, especially on this night, that is kulo male v'gadush b'tum'ah shel avodah zarah. Person has to realize that came from a lack of acceptance. If Yehoshua ben Perachya, the last time you wanted to be mekabel oto, the Gemara says, I have b'emtza kriyat shema. If you would have been mekabel oto the last time, it wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have gone and been yotze l'tarbut ra'ah and mesitu mediach and caused rivevot me'alfei Yisrael to sway after avodat kochavim. Just take a moment to think, you know something? Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh. The Rambam, Bilchot Teshuvah, he writes that we're Yisrael, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, our midah is liot mochel v'soleach. Ve'al ye'achzarim milimchol. If a person asks you for mechila, you did something to you, whatever it is, you know, sometimes swallow your ego. You know, essentially, a lot of these things come from bad midot. Ego trips, gava, kaas, all sorts of midot megunot, which, you know, don't let us be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shlemut. If a person doesn't refine his midot, you cannot possibly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shlemut. So if a person comes, or whatever it is, make up with the guy, let it go. If you look, if you learn Sefer Tomer Devorah, L'Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, look at what he says about Ben Adam L'Chavero, how we're supposed to make up with one another, how we're supposed to be Be'ava V'Achva Shalom V'Ra'ut, even look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sovel Otanu. You know how much we rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much we defame and desecrate Shechinato Yitbarach? And every time we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochel, Erech HaPaim, Rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on taking us back every time. We go back and do it again, and Hashem takes us. Can you imagine? And if Malko Shel Olam is able to do that, how much more so we have to be, you know, Savlani, Sovel Elbon, being able to shoulder the burden, be patient. You know, people go through a lot of things. Somebody did something to you, somebody hurt you, whatever. Do you know what people go through? I have to constantly remind, you know, sometimes I can be quick and feisty. I have to calm myself down and say, whoa, don't judge. You don't know what the other person is going through. Al tadun et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo, Chazan teach us. You know what the other person's going through. You're going to be, take it easy. Bimochel v'soleach, kmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ishtabach shemo. That's the idea. And, you know what the two founders of communism, Karl Marx and Leon Trotsky, you ever heard the name Leon Trotsky? Grew up in a cheder. His name was Leibola Trotsky. And he was a troublemaker. And eventually he got thrown out of cheder. He got thrown out of yeshiva. And Chafetz Chaim used to cry and used to lament. Do you know, he was a cheder boy. Do you know if the Melamed would have had a little bit more patience, maybe communism would not have been a thing? Do you know what communism did to Am Yisrael? Do you know what kind of spiritual holocaust communism inflicted on Am Yisrael that came from a kid who got thrown out of yeshiva? Maybe he deserved it. Just a little bit more patience, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more erech apayim and mechila goes a long way. Maybe if we think that way, maybe I can now, by being a little bit more calm and accepting, being a little bit ma'avir al midotai, I can prevent the next big avodah zarah from hitting the world. I can prevent the next spiritual holocaust from my son by being a little bit more patient with somebody else. Can you imagine? I think if there's one thing that we can take away from the intense tum'ah of the night, it's this. Chazal Lostam told it to us. They wanted us to be mit'orer to that idea. We live in a generation you can turn a person off in the blink of an eye. And to get him back, you got to blood, sweat, tears to get one ba'al tshuva. It's so much harder to get a person back than to turn them off. Turn a person off from Yahadut. Oh! Hashem Yishmor. And you didn't even mean it. Maybe altogether. I'm talking to myself primarily, but maybe altogether should be mitchazik. To be more patient, be a little bit more loving, more friendly. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're not in the mood to be friendly. Sometimes you're in the mood to be a little bit more feisty because you know what? Life's hard and whatever. But you know something? The other guy's life is hard too. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Maybe his nisyonot, maybe his hardships are more difficult than your own. That's not license to hurt somebody else. Such a terrible thing. The Rav Elia Lapian used to quote the Chafetz Chaim as having said, you know what the tachlis of coming to this world is? Not to hurt another yid. All of the 120 shana that a person's in this world with all of the Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, and avodat Hashem, if we had to sum it up in 10 words or less, the foundation of our entire lives is not to hurt another Jew. That's the idea. You have to be mit'orer to this thing. Again, talking primarily to myself, you're more than welcome to listen, but it's a it's something that sometimes we become desensitized. We think, oh, you know something? You know, tough it up. You know, lo kacha. This is not. You have to be more sensitive. And as men, even more so. You know, sometimes as men, we're not very sensitive beings. We're not very emotional beings. Sometimes we're very impatient beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the polar opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miel Kamocha, Nusei Avon, Ve'Over Al Pesha, Nisharit Nachalato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beacon, the epitome of sensitivity, the epitome of Kiyata. So Solchan Yisrael, Mochalan Shivtei Yishurun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us b'tshuva all the time. And it is our duty and mitzvah that a person has to, the Torah says, Uvot Tidbak, person has to be davek b'midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol midotav. All of the midot and all of the sefirot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu embodies are given to us in this world so that we can emulate midotav HaKadoshot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for tonight. So, Maor has hand up first, so I'm going to give the zechut to Maor. Go ahead, Maor, go ahead.
So, keeping on the theme of what Harav just discussed, but also going back to the first thing that Harav discussed about the minhag of some people tonight, the practice of common people be placed into minhagim that may or may not be so legitimate? One example is this. Another example is, for example, Hamolech Mehodo Me'arkush. So both of those are fundamentally, we both know they're incorrect.
Like, very, very different things, Maon. Very, you know, wrong holiday. But yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Let me, you know, it really depends where you're from. If you're Hasidish or you're Chabad or whatever it is, and this is a big thing in your kehillah, then, you know, okay. I don't think in Chabad they think that it's asur to learn to... It's just, you know, a minhag that they have. It is legitimate. It is brought down by Gdolei HaChassidut. Okay, stay there. And if you're not Chabad and you're not Hasidish and you just hop an excuse not to learn, then stam ata chamor. You know what I'm saying? That's not the... Everybody has to be davik to their minhagim, to their things. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to trash minhagim. For us, it's not appropriate. And for Hasidim or Chabad or, you know, if it's their minhag, so over there it is appropriate. I'm saying we don't trash minhagim.
How could it be minhag if it goes against the fundamentals of the Torah itself? It goes against halacha. Like to bo yom malayla.
Nachon. So that, you know, even in Hasidus, and how in certain Hasiduyot, how is it that they go against halacha and daven it, you know, weird hours past month?
Isn't that also a problem?
It is a problem, but at the end of the day, we don't trash it because you know something. They have rabbanim and they have poskim, and so it's a problem for us. You know what I'm saying? Their pronunciation is not a problem. What are you going to do?
Huh?
Whatever it is, the idea is this: we're not here to delete large, holy factions of Am Yisrael. That's not our job. Is it mat'im bishvileno? No. But it is brought down. B'gdola Hasidut. I can't say that I necessarily understand everything that they do, which is okay. That's okay. But we can't, you know, this is what I'm going back to before. We have to be savlani. We don't, you know, okay, I don't get it. So control, alt, delete, all Hasidim. What? No. You know what I'm saying? No, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to, okay, I don't get it. They do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to understand everything. They still believe in the Yudgim al Midot, in the Yudgim al Ikarim, and they're not Kofrim. And you know what I'm saying? So you don't, if it was reform or conservative, that's a different story. But we're not talking about that. So okay, let them stay with their Minogim. Yishayin Matomel.
It's a more of a halacha question. When someone is a chazan and they're saying Shema, first of all, do they have to say that pasuk of Shema out loud for the kehal to hear that, or not really?
It's the minhag is to say, not only that, but for the entire kehal to raise their voices a little bit, not to say it very loud, but to raise their voices more than the rest of the tefillah.
But the chazan has to, like,
yes, you should say it loud. Yeah.
Okay, and then what about the end when you say Hashem Elokechem emet? Chazan says like. I know in the Sfaradim they say Hashem Elokechem, and everyone says emet. So does the chazan say with them, or does he have?
So there's two different things. By besides for Kriyat Shema Lamita, there's an idea that you have to, the halacha, that you have to get 248 tevot. And in order, Kriyat Shema is 245 tevot, so we're mashlim the betzibur were mashlim with Hashem Elokechem Emet. Biyachid Ashkenazim start off with El Melech Ne'eman. Sfaradim also say Hashem Elokechem Emet. When the tzibur says Emet, the Chazan does not say Emet with them. He just ends off Hashem Elokechem Emet.
He says, what do you mean?
Ani Hashem Elokechem, asher hotzeiti etchem eretz Mitzrayim, liot lachem lelohim. Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet with himself, not again with the tzibur, and then Hashem Elokechem Emet. There are different minagim. Some actually just stop. Ani Hashem Elokechem, Ani Hashem Elokechem,
and everyone stop, the whole Kal answers.
And they say Emet, and then the Chazan again, Hashem Elokechem Emet. Our minhag is for the Chazan actually to say Emet the first time as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm confused. Say, Hashem,
not necessarily with the tzibur himself. Hashem, not again with the tzibur.
Hashem
Elokechem
Emet. Then the Kal says
Emet.
So he says it himself.
Correct. And then he says again, Hashem Elokechem Emet.
Oh, so he doesn't have to say the first time loud.
Correct.
He just say. And so, what's like the kavana that you have when you're saying? I see, like in the Sfarim, in the Sidurim, it says like have a kavana to be motzi the yedei chovah.
That's that when you repeat it, because most of the kahal is not saying again Hashem Elokechem Emet. So you want the kahal to be yotze having those three words. So the chazan should have kavana to be motzi shomea ke'one the tzibur with the words Hashem Elokechem Emet.
Yedei chovah.
So much
what?
Of having 248 words.
Oh, 40, oh, yeah.
So the Ben Ishchai says that if the Chazan, let's say, is not Baki, let's say the Chazan is not Baki Lotzi, the Tzibur themselves should say, Hashem Elokechem Emet.
It's better for the Chazan to say. It's B-Yotzi for the Chazan.
Correct. But that's only if the Chazan is Baki Lotzi. Okay? Yeah. Chavod.
Rav, we were speaking before about how we should always be easy to forgive, so Hashem will be easy to forgive with us. How should a person handle for himself, if you forgive somebody, but then they keep betraying that forgiveness, and you keep going this back and forward, I forgive you, okay, and then does it again. Like, how do we do that?
So most normal people, if they've done something wrong and they've asked for forgiveness and you've forgiven them, most normal people won't do it again, or at least won't keep on doing it again and again. That's not well. Even though it's funny because we're saying that normal people, we do that all the time. Takados Baruch Hu. Aval, you know, so in a certain sense, we're all messed up somehow, and that's why we have a Yom Kippur every year. Aval, you know, when it comes to Ben Adam HaChavero, sometimes in a situation like that, some relationships are untenable, which means sometimes it just doesn't work out. Avraham Avinu forgave Lot, it didn't hold anything against him, but it came to a point where Avraham Avinu told Lot, you know, it's not working, so let's split up. Sometimes relationships, even if they don't go sour, if they're not maintainable, so sometimes you just have to find a way to avoid, and sometimes that's the shalom. That doesn't mean you forgive, but if it's just not working, then, you know, shalom, shalom. You know, sometimes that's the shalom. Anybody else?
This is a quick question, and then I have like a follow-up on something else. When you put out tefillin, right?
Questions are never quick. It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
That sounds quick.
Okay.
Can you answer before you say Vera Stich on your finger?
Yeah.
You can answer. So
once you put on Shen Rosh.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So this is like a different, switching gears to like Hanukkah.
Okay.
What's like the inyan of like looking at the Hanukkah candles? Like, what is that good for? What does it do? Like, they say, I heard a million times, look at the Hanukkah candles. Okay. Well,
it is. One. So in the Sifra Kabbalah and Sifra Hasidut, we find that, look, the lights of Hanukkah represent Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. By looking at it, a person is Me'irat Nafsho. It creates a certain illumination within the soul. And it not only that, the Gemara says Meforash, that when a person is careful with Nerot Hanukkah, a person is Zochet Tebanim Tamedei Chachamim, which means that there's a direct correlation between the flames of the Nerot Hanukkah and Chochmat HaTorah. So, you know, even we say in Hanirot Alanu, Ve'en lanu rishut lishtamesh bahem, Ela lir'otam bilvan. So we see that there's something about Re'iyah, looking at it, that's Me'ir et ha-nefesh. It creates an illumination, it creates a kirva between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mosif Yirat Shamayim. Person who looks at the candles, remembers the Nisim Niflaot. It's supposed to engender thoughts of Shevach Ve'oda'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which inevitably leads to a situation where a person, when he feels closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that helps, you know, a person's Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvot and Yirat Shamayim and Avodat Hashem. That's the idea over there. Anybody else? Last one?
Yeah, Okay, so I was learning about Mashiach and like that we could be zochet to Mashiach, but if we don't pray for it, then like it's not going to come. And then when I tried praying for Mashiach, I was thinking about it. There's a part of me where it's like, of course I want Mashiach to come because like there's a lot of people who obviously come back. Everyone's going to come back because of it. There's also a part of me where it's like, I don't want to cheap out on reaching my potential. Where it's like, I want to achieve it kind of on my own. So how do I handle the balance between obviously wanting Mashiach for other people and also ultimately myself, but also wanting to like reach my potential on my own and like having full kavanah for it?
So I would want to, you're asking good, and I kind of want to shift your perspective a bit, which is, who says your potential is what you can achieve pre-Mashiach? Maybe your potential is when Mashiach comes and the Beit HaMikdash comes and the Sanhedrin is back and Yisrael Shurim Alad Matam, which is the Tachlit of, and then Mashiach is the first step into entering Olam Haba. Perhaps that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you know, it's going to take some time between Mashiach and entering the Olam Haba. Machloket HaPoskim, exactly how much, but you know, idea being, the Shlemut of Am Yisrael can only be achieved with Melech HaMashiach and the Beit HaMikdash and Olam Haba. Without that, we're all missing. So the idea is, yes, obviously, try your best before he comes, but don't let that inhibit you from anticipating his arrival, you know, as fast as possible, because that is my tachlit. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided when you're going to be born. And Hashem knows that naturally, lefi derech hateva, based on the amount of years that you're living from when you were born until Mashiach comes, you're only able to achieve so much, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his divine plan, he's already charted your course about, you know, you have to do the best under your circumstances. Yeah? What are you going to do? Mashiach's going to come, and there's a baby that was born a day before. He wasn't able to achieve anything. So what does that mean? He's chaser? No, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him born into such a situation. We have to deal with the hand that we're dealt. You know what I'm saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a matzav, and yet, one of the Yudgim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to pine for, to anticipate, to long for every moment of every day, Biat Goel Tzedek. So that's, I would switch and say, your tachlis may actually be there, not here, not in this current state. Rabotai, I wish you well, Laila Tov, and Chanukah Sameach to everybody.